Have chosen the right time and the right place to join in an interactive program geared towards our youth and young adults from ages 12 to 35.
This is Rescued Radio,
sponsored by Sanctuary Adult Program and JC's Home Healthcare. We invite parents, relatives, church leaders, and the community to help as we prepare to deal with issues facing our young people today. First, we have to be willing to listen to them as they search for answers to controversial topics. Each week, we will listen, then address those tough issues as we work together to provide solutions that will empower and equip them to deal with the ills of society. Now, prepare to be a part of this broadcast as we welcome your calls and participation. Gather your young people around the radio and get ready for Rescued Radio with your host, Sean Ward, and co-host, Hernandez Union.
Jesus. Radio Land. Today you're gonna have a fill-in for Sean Ward and Hernandez Union. It's gonna be Octavia Thomas and myself, Sean's mother, Janice Ward. And we have a good topic that we're gonna talk about today. We're just glad to be here. We thank God for Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a safe Thanksgiving and had a good time with their families. Because so many people don't enjoy their families all the time because they seem like they're so busy. But Thanksgiving is a time that you can give thanks and give thanks to your family. Isn't that right, Octavia?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm so glad to have Octavia on the line with me also. But we're going to discuss this subject. Octavia, I know that you got some good things to talk about this. And I want everybody to call in and respond to us. And I'm going to give the telephone numbers ahead of time. You can call in from the east side, 618-874-5785, or either you can call St. Louis side, 969-6900. And our topic today, and it's a good topic, I know a lot of people probably chime in on it, is why other people blame others for things that happen in their lives. And we're going to talk about that today. Octavia, you have something you want to put in right away?
Not yet. I mean, I think that we can probably dig in and get to part of the root of the problem, why people blame others for their own problems and situations.
Okay. I know one thing, a lot of people say that they blame them sometimes because they say it's what they say it came from their past, or it was something that their mother, their father did. It's, you know, their roots and, you know, how generational curses and things like that. But, you know, generational curses can be stopped because once you become believing in Jesus, you can pray that those generational curses don't happen to you. Now, one thing I want to talk about, when people blame others, we're going to talk about I want to give the definition of blame because some people may not know what blame is. I know they do, but I just want to give that definition of blame. And blame is the act of consisting, holding responsible, making negative statements about an individual or group that their actions are socially or morally irresponsible. The opposite of, and I want to give the opposite of blame. The opposite of it is they don't want to be praised. They don't praise anyone. When someone is morally responsible for doing something wrong, their actions is blameworthy. And I feel that if you have done something and you want to blame somebody else, you got to look at what yourself first, because most of the time, the things are done because of you. Then you end up blaming them on somebody else. And the scripture lets us know that, you know, sometimes, and then you blaming others for something they may have done or that may have even happened in your life, but because of the things that you've done in your life, that's what brings the things up on you. And a lot of them want to blame their mothers and their fathers, but, you know, their mothers and their fathers, even if you had a mother that was on drugs or on alcohol or whatever, you don't have to do the same things that she do. You can't blame her for your life and the things that you're doing. You got to think about the situation of yourself. Then you know, you have an opportunity now to get those things correct. Now, we want to see some responses back on blaming others and why people do that. And a lot of times people do it because they don't want to accept responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want to accept the responsibility of what they have done. And, you know, they go out and say, for instance, they rob, kill, and steal. But why would you blame that on somebody else? Because you're doing that. And some of them say they're doing it because I'm not able to get a job. And a lot of times they're not able to get a job because they haven't did anything to prepare themselves to get a job. Don't you think that's what it is, Miss Octavia?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Oh, okay. And you can hop in at any moment and add something in. Also, you know, I want to, you know, that, you know, when you get to blaming others, you know, it also brings others into the sense of that they really have done something wrong. And they begin even to search themselves to see if that is really something that they've done to make another person react. I know sometimes people can do things to you and they want to see a reaction out of you. You know, and say, for instance, in a situation where somebody is really blaming you and complaining to you, the devil gets involved and want to see you retaliate on the things that they're saying. But we know that, first of all, when you're blaming somebody about something, blaming others, period, you need to look at yourself. Like in the word in Matthew, it talks about, why do you see the speck in your brother's eye, but you do not notice the log that's in your own eye? You know, that's when you get to blaming others about other things. You need to look at yourself and see exactly what's going on with you.
And that's what I was going to kind of say as well, because I tell people that all the time, that before you look at someone else's life or situation, look at your own, because everybody has problems. And I think so many times that people do blame others for things that are going on in their life without starting from the beginning and really looking at why or how they're in the situation that they're in, or how they are the way that they are. Because most times, I mean, I hear it, but people say all the time a lot that, oh, I'm like this because my mother was like this, or, oh, I do this because I come from a streamline full of people who did this, so, I mean, I'm destined to do this. But that's not true. I think we all can make a conscious decision of what we should and should not do in our lives, and we can't do something based on what somebody else has done for so long.
And that's true. See, that's where you come in with when people say, well, that was a generational curse on my family. That's really why everybody do that. My uncle did it. My great uncle did it. My uncle's father did it. You know, they go all through those different scenarios. But God has given us our own particular lives to live ourselves. And we can't put it on nobody else. Because when you stand before God, he's going to check you and see what you have done. And if when you get to thinking about what your uncle did, or your mother, your father, and what they did, then now you need to think about it and correct it for yourself, because the Lord is a God that he does answer prayer. And if you see God's face and ask him to assist you in being delivered from that situation, then it can happen. Because, you know, you look at what people say when they get angry. Well, you know, my mother got real angry, and my father, he was angry, and he was it was anger in my family. But that it doesn't have to be that way. Your attitude, you can come with a different attitude. I'm gonna change. I'm gonna break that generational curse. I'm gonna do something different than what my family did. So, you know, when you get to looking at your situations, you need to, you need to check it and see. And so, you know, I look at the scripture too, because if you submit yourself to God, you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. So when you get the, see, back, maybe your mother and your father didn't have the Holy Ghost either. You know, you have to think about coming into the knowledge of Christ. I put it like that. You have to come into the knowledge of Christ in order sometimes to be delivered. It's a lot of people not walking in the knowledge of Christ in order to be delivered. See, that's some of the things that need to happen. That in order for you to be delivered and not to blame someone else for the things that are going on in your life, you got to acknowledge Christ first. And bring him into your life situation in order for you to get rid of those generational curses. Get rid of that blame that you're putting on somebody else. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's some of the things that, you know, need to be looked at. And we're asking for some responses. If someone could want to call in and give a response at 969-6900 or 618-874-5785. We're looking for someone to chime in and give what you think about blaming somebody else for what's going on with you. You know, and how you can go about changing those things is to, you know, when you see that stuff is going on, even in your life, you need to sit down and maybe write it down, all the stuff that's going on that you think that is because of somebody else, so that you can see God and ask him to help you and even go and get some help. Even if you don't haven't acknowledged God yet, you need to acknowledge him in order to get that deliverance. What you say about that, Octavia?
Well, what I think is also that they have to draw their attention to the real reason behind their behavior, so that they can realize that they're wrong and they can stop throwing the blame on others. And we mentioned already a couple of reasons behind the habit of people blaming others for their problem, but I thought of a couple of more reasons. And another reason is loss of control.
Yes.
Some people panic when they lose control of a situation, and so they try to restore the sense of being in control by blaming others. And I think that is a huge reason why people blame others. So behind the act of blaming others, fear is usually in existence. And we all know that as children of God, fear is just not something we should do. And then also controlling. Some people try to control others by blaming them.
Yes.
And making them feel that they are bad, like Miss Janice said. Mm. So if someone desperately wants you to do something, they might blame you to change your behavior. And I see that happen all the time, kind of like manipulation. I feel that that's kind of similar. And then we also discussed, you know, you learn it from your parents. And another reason is refusing to admit they are responsible. Some people can't admit their failures and mistakes, so they blame others in order to escape from responsibility. And unable to accept what happened. I know a couple of people who things have happened inappropriately in their past lives, so now they can't accept it, so they're blaming others for it. So I think it's, as a people, if we learn how to deal with these type of people, then maybe we can help them really realize that, you know, it's not everybody else. I always say this, if everybody is saying the same thing, then it's just not, it's not people, it's you.
Okay.
So you have to kind of sit back and really admit and look at yourself and really see that it's not everybody else, you're the problem.
And, you know, a lot of times when people do things, too, you know, when you speak and also in a spiritual sense, too, they try to blame it on the devil made me do it, you know. And sometimes it's just you, you know, it's not the devil, it's not, you know, it's just that it's just in you to do certain things. Sometimes, you know, we just don't sit down and we don't think about the actions that we take. We just take those actions and just start to do things. And then after it's done, then you begin to say, well, I did it because so-and-so told me or they directed me, you know. But you got to sit down and think about what's going to happen if I do this, or why am I doing this, and before you can blame somebody else for what you've done. You know, so, you know, you need to a lot of times we make different kinds of statements and things about why things were done in a particular way. But, you know, we need to, like I was saying, you need to sit down and figure out why would I even do something like this before it even happens? You know, so we may, and sometimes we just make poor choices.
Mm-hmm.
We don't make the correct choice or we don't make the right decision about something. So then because you didn't make the right decision, then you're going to blame someone else for not making the right decision, you know, for making that wrong decision. We have a caller on the line. Caller.
Oh, hi. Praise them. Praise them. I was just calling to agree with what you had said. You said it all when you said to come into the knowledge of Christ. And once you come into the knowledge of Christ, the Lord will fix and correct everything that we're not able to. So I completely agree with you when you said to come into the knowledge of Christ. That's big right there.
All right. Yeah, because one thing is, and it's a lot of people who blame others and they don't have the knowledge of Christ within them. They just out here on their own, not even acknowledging who God is. And once you recognize and acknowledge who he is, I believe that he can help you. Caller, thank you for the comment. Because that's one of the things that we must recognize, you know, in this day and time, so many people are blaming others for things that are happening to them. And one thing they need to recognize and realize that there is a Christ. And that if you come to the knowledge of Christ, that he can help you. And he will deliver you and bring you out. So we know we need to acknowledge who he is and know what we must do in order to not blame others. We're still taking calls at 314-969-6900 or 618-874-5785. And we just want you to and think about it. Why do people blame others for things that happen in their lives? You know, and a lot of times, even when people say things to you, you know, it may get in your spirit, but you don't have to accept what they say. And you know, a lot of times that's what happened to people, too. People begin to give them negative vibes and say negative things about their lives, about how they're going to be and what they're going to do. But in that process, you have to remember that because they, you know, you don't let them speak negatively into your life. You have to recognize and know that who you are and who, you know, what you stand for and what you can do and how God can bring you out once you have acknowledged Christ and brought him into your life, that he's the one that can deliver you and bring you out and help you so you won't be able, you won't blame others for your situation. So what else you have to say about that, Miss Octavia?
And I was thinking, even with small things, you can blame others. Just the simplest things. Do you know we all have people in our lives who always say, oh, you know, I was late because of traffic, or they blame their hectic schedule for the reason why, you know, they put on a couple of pounds, or blaming somebody else for their bad day, rather than them really taking responsibility and ownership, you know, possibly admitting, I should have left a few minutes earlier for my appointment, which is why I was late, or, you know, I've been stressed out because of a busy time, and I've been skipping the gym. Just really taking ownership and admitting to things in your life and always blaming them on others. I know a lot of people who always just have an excuse for something, always want to blame something on somebody, never want to take ownership. And those type of people, in my opinion, and it's something you must admit to, is that people always view themselves as a victim, feel others are causing all of their hardships, and you just first have to admit to those type of things, because blaming others, I did quite a few research on the topic, and blaming others can bring on chronic stress. It can bring on heart disease, cancer, depression, auto. Hello, caller.
Hi, is this Sister Janice Ward?
Yes.
Hi, Sister Ward, this is Sister Peggy, Stacy's auntie.
Uh-huh.
Now, please don't put me on blast. But I'm listening to your radio show, right? Okay?
Okay.
And I want to ask you this question. Now, you know what I went through with my past, through the drugs and alcohol, right?
Uh-huh.
I want to know now, you know, how do you not blame yourself for the things you tell me live on the radio? For the things, how do you not hold blame for yourself? Like, I hold a lot of responsibility. You know, I have a son that's locked up 30 years for not being a good mother. I mean, how do you, you know what I'm saying? How do you not blame yourself for things and not let your kids, even though they're grown, you know, make you feel guilty. You know my situation. I've turned my life around, and but I'm still holding guilt.
See, and that's one thing you need to do. You need to let it go. You need to seek God. Mm-hmm. One thing you need to realize is that that was in your past. And when you have came from the past, you leave the past in the past. And what you and I know it's sometimes it's hard because it's been a while. You just came to Christ. You may have been in Christ maybe 4 or 5 years now.
Yes.
And so what you need to do is take a release. What you need to do is fast and pray and ask God to help you to forgive. You got to forgive yourself first. First, you got to forgive yourself and know that now you are walking in the knowledge of the truth, knowing that God has saved you and that your life has changed. I know there's a change in you because I know you personally that you have changed.
Yes.
And I see the change in your life. So what you need to do is recognize that you have changed and that God has brought you from the drugs and the alcohol, and now you're walking in a new life. You're not in that old life no more. You're in the newness of life. So therefore, you need to seek God. And that's
Sister
the Lord saying, yes.
Sister, what, you know, I have a hard time even eating a decent meal, knowing my son is in there for 30 years and he's not eating decent.
Okay, that's what the guilt is inside of you. And what you need to do is really, you need to talk to your leader. You need to give it your leadership too. Because he should be able, your leadership or whoever your leadership may be, should be able to kind of counsel you in that area also. And then maybe get with some saints. You need to get in some type of group that it has been in that same situation, but now they have been delivered and they're saved people too. So, you know, I tell you what, after we get off the line, maybe I'll get with you and maybe I can assist you in that area. But that's some of the things you need to do. First, you got to forgive yourself. And I know sometimes because you know that he's locked up and he's in there for that length of time.
Yes.
It's not your, you know, it's not your fault that it happened. But, you know, it's because of, you know, some things that was going on that you may not have been able to help yourself. But now you have changed. And see, when you bring about a change in your life, then God bring about some changes for you. And see, you know, you could even pray and God could even deliver him from jail. You know that God could bring him out.
Yes.
God could even save him while he's in jail, you know, and deliver him and bring him out. So see, there's some things that you need to seek God about and then also get some direction and some leadership from your leader to seek him. But I tell you what, I'll call you after the radio show is up because I could tell you some more things about it. But what we'll do is talk about this a little bit later. But that's the first thing you got to do.
Okay.
You got to forgive
will
yourself.
Am I on the radio?
You are on the radio. You can hear yourself again tonight at 9 o'clock and see what happens. But in the meantime, I would call you after the show is over and we can discuss it a little further, okay? And I thank you for your call, okay?
Thank you, sister. I feel much better. You touched my heart.
All right. I'm glad I could help someone.
Okay.
And that's the thing. I know sometimes that we feel guilty because of our past lives.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, one thing, once you have come into the knowledge of Christ and you have received him, and I know she has made a change in her life. She has even been received the Holy Ghost and she's walking in the newness of life. And you know, she looking back at her past, and I know for years she had been on drugs and was drinking, but God has changed her. She's a different person. You even look at her and change, see the change that God has made in life. She's been saved for now about 4 or 5 years, but and then she has to forgive herself first and then begin to seek God for her, even for her children to forgive her. Because even with her son being in jail, God can deliver him and bring him out and also save him too. So, you know, that's one thing that we need to look at, that, you know, people are blaming themselves about things that happened in their past, you know, but now that God has changed you, there's a change that has came in your life. So therefore you seek him to help you to be a better person, because yes, it brings on depression. It brings on distress. It brings on cancer, all kinds of conditions in your body. It even almost take your mind. But God said, you know, with the mind, we serve him. So therefore, you know, when you think about how you have changed your life, then you begin to let God deal with your mind. And that's one thing we need to, when we get to dealing in those situations, we need to get in the Word. We need to seek the Scriptures of God and get in the Word of God in order that he may be able to help us to know exactly what we must do to come out of our situation.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you may call at 969-6900 or 618 847-574-5785. And I believe that, you know, the Lord will, he's going to help her because she has acknowledged that she needs help. What you say about that, Miss Octavia?
Well, yeah, I do agree with that. I feel like a lot of times people do kind of blame themselves when it in regards to the past. And I know, especially in the Christian community, a lot of people feel bad for the things that they've done. But we just have to realize that, I mean, the Lord Jesus, once we accept him, has forgiven us. So whatever we feel about it has already been washed away. So we can't blame ourselves or beat up on ourselves in regards to our past. We just have to accept it and move on. And I know personally, like, a lot of times people try to remind you of your past and try to drag you down in regards to your past, but you just have to keep on stepping and living your life and not really trip off of the things that you've done.
Okay. We have another caller. Caller, you on the line.
Well, praise the Lord, Dr. Ward. I truly want to say this is an awesome topic that the Lord has given you. And, you know, for the caller that just called in, I want to let her know that her light is shining and that we thank God for how he has changed her. Because before my daughter and I knew who she was, my daughter said, Mama, this lady next door, she be blasting her gospel music, she be over there praying and everything. So I want her to be encouraged to let her know, keep doing what you're doing, baby. Now you can go before the throne of God and pray for your son that's locked up in prison.
Yes.
Because people are watching you. And I didn't even know she was a neighbor. But I love and thank God for this topic because I've seen on Facebook how people are blaming other people for whatever reason, a mistake that, you know, somebody else done to them. But I had just told a young lady today, you know what, you need to go and ask God to forgive you, you know, and not blame the other person for whatever they've done.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can hold up the blessings that God has for you.
Right.
Because you won't let go. You got to let go. And we are our worst enemy. We want to hold on and say, well, you know, I used to be this and do this. And, you know, the devil, huh? Come on, somebody.
Yes.
He knew. You know, so why are you letting the enemy destroy you and hold you back from the blessings that God has for you? I want to say, I pray that you would keep on with this topic because it's needed. It's much needed. And God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
And that's
true. You know, so many, first of all, like I was saying, you have to forgive yourself. And then don't blame, you know, and if you're around people who are with negative attitudes, I'll put it like that, that are negative, and keep on putting that same stuff in you, saying, well, you know you did so-and-so, you know, and then you get to blame and say, well, yeah, it's because of, but you have to realize that get away from the negativity.
Right.
You know, begin to get with people who are going to talk positive so that you can begin to think positive so that you won't blame others. As a matter of fact, I want to put in a little point here. We're going to be having, on December the 14th, it's on a Friday night, we're going to be having a program. And it's going to be, it's for the women out of the ashes. It's called Release, Be Set Free. And what we're going to do is, I know a lot of women are bottled up with anger. It's going to be December the 14th, 2012, and we'll give the address a little bit later. But it's for you to be set free. And it's called a release. And what we're going to do is, you know, a lot of women have bottled up anger on the inside. It's for women. And a lot from, you know, women, anybody can come. It's an open door service, and anybody can come. And the way we're going to do this is we're going to have some dark boards. We're going to have some kickballs. We're going to have some boxing gloves. We're going to have some places where you can paint if you want to write. And I want those women that are listening who want to come, when we give the address, is put down on your calendar, December the 14th. It's on a Friday night. And what we're going to do is just want you to be able to release that anger. And if you have a picture of somebody that you have been angry with and you want to get it out, we want you to bring that picture, because we're going to let you be able to put it up on the dark board, or you're going to put it on the kickball, you're going to put it on the where you can box on the boxing gloves, and if you want to paint it out or whatever, we want you to be set free this year, in the year of 2013. We want you to be free, because that bottle of anger is what's killing a lot of people. It's giving them all kinds of sicknesses. It's giving them all kinds of diseases. But we're going to have a time of, it's going to be a time of release. And it said, let me be set free. We want you to be set free that night. It's going to be December 14th, and the address is soon to come. So that stuff that you're blaming somebody for now, don't let it be in you, because I know it's part of this anger. And you're mad and you're upset about it, and you're trying to find a way to, sometimes you even, because you're blaming them, you're trying to find a way to get back at them. But it's not about that. It's about the Lord setting you free, letting your mind be free, so you can be able to walk in the newness of life, so you can be able to stand tall and let people know who you are and not be able to blame somebody else for your problems. So also, we want you to know that Rescue TV will be on tonight at 1:30. Tune in. There are new shows that are showing on Rescue TV. So please tune in at 1:30 on 1:30. You know the channel. Okay, I'll tell you, have some more you want to say about blaming others?
I guess I was thinking of a couple of signs that you are avoiding personal responsibility for your actions. A couple of signs is you almost never believe you're wrong. If you ask others to be completely honest, they say you believe you are never wrong. You dwell a lot on the past, as we discussed, instead of looking towards the future. You use other people's irresponsible behavior to justify your own. For example, they're driving way over the speed limit, so why shouldn't I? Just using somebody else's behavior to justify your own.
Right.
You believe apologizing is a sign of weakness. I know a lot of people who believe that apologizing is a sign of weakness, when actually it's a sign of strength. It's okay to apologize and admit that you were wrong.
Right.
You feel you have been dealt a bad hand in life. I hear a lot of people say, oh, my life is so horrible. I believe that this is the hand that I'm dealt with. Not true. You have the power to change your life and to make your life the best for you. You view negative occurrences or relationships in your life as being out of your control. I believe that is so beyond untrue. I feel that we have the power and the power to make our relationships what they will be. It is not out of your control. I mean, if you're in a bad relationship, then you have the power to get out of that relationship. You don't think you can change anything in your life for the better, and also you believe life is unfair and often feel sorry for yourself, which is what we were just discussing about people and how they feel about themselves. I hear a lot of people say that, oh, life is so unfair, and I just never get when people say that, because I believe that we really have the power to make our life be what our life is. And I think that a lot of people just don't get that your life is in your hands. I mean, it's not in anyone else's hands, yours and the Lord. You know, I don't think that our lives are in the hands of other people, I don't think.
And that's true. And one thing we need to do is see... One thing we do is we speak those things into our lives. You need to speak positive things. My life is not this, or my life is not that. We need to begin to speak positive. Speak those things as not as though they are. And that's what the Word of God lets you know. Speak positive about your life. Where if you see things not going well, say, I know it's going to be better. I know it can be better. You know, you have to begin to speak positive things in your life. And it's because they say, in the Scriptures, let us know, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, you got to have a renewed mind. When you begin to think about even what has happened in your past, begin to think about, I have a renewed mind. God has given me a renewed mind. Since I came to Christ, my mind is new. I'm not going to think about those old things. I'm going to think about the new things. The things I'm going to press forward. I'm going to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. That, because in the past, I was doing the things of the devil. So now I'm going to think more positive. So that's the problem, is that we keep in our minds the things that have happened in the past and feel that people have done those things to us. But we got to begin to speak those positive things. And so what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break, and we're going to just play a song. So, and then come back and talk with us at 969-6900 or 618-874-5785. Because he always asks why. I looked up, learned that it's power in the Christ, man. He is on reactor, so it's power in my life, man. Yeah! Ain't nothing that I can't do. Shout out to the haters, cause they mad now, ain't you? They say I went from club to inspirational. The old heads say I'm just downright sensational. I don't know about all that.
rock. But side note, forget about the silver and the gold. He is plenty more. Since we in the show, let me show you what he good for. Righteousness, salvation, and I'm the testimony. Yeah, I'm the testimony. Yeah, I think it's time for more true chatter. Away with the old, God gave me a new batter. Yeah, it's the recipe to climb with no ladder. To keep the devil stirred like he peeing with a weak bladder. Yeah, dirty, this is so, so serious. Yeah. So for real and real talk, so I just hope you're hearing this. Why is it that radio won't earn more Jesus station? The world needs healing. Yeah. Lord, teach us patience.
I hope you're ready for life.
Okay, we're back. So we're going to continue to talk about this subject. I hope that someone is getting something out of this today, because I wanted to make sure that it touched someone's heart. We have Hernandez Union on the line. Yes, Mr. Union.
Hello, Mother Ward. Dr. Ward, Mother Ward.
Hello.
Hello, Sister Octavia. Sister.
Hi.
I just wanted to call in and commend you guys on such a great topic. This is a wonderful topic about blame. And I just want to blame the turkey for why I'm not there.
Oh my God.
See? Please. You got to own up to responsibility.
What happened? Right. What happened? You ate the whole turkey?
No, I ate part of a fried turkey, and that's been just it for me for 2 days.
She got you, Hernandez.
Okay.
But no, this is a good subject, and... just like the lady that was calling in, you know, a lot of us have issues with blaming ourselves for things, and you're right, you know, the past is the past. And, you know, when we come into that knowledge of God, we have to remember that we are new creatures. We're not that same person that did those things. That person is dead, basically, because we stopped feeding that thing that caused whatever that was in the past. So if you stop feeding something, it dies. So we should never worry about things that happened in our past, because those things are dead and gone, and we've been raised up in its place. So we just have to always keep moving forward and you know, definitely keep blame out of our spirit, because, I mean, it's a real damaging thing, not just in the body of Christ, but in the country at large. You see people blaming certain groups for this and certain groups for that, and it's not getting us nowhere. And, you know, that's where the Bible has always been telling us this is where the world is going. The world's going the way of blame. So as people of God, we become separate from that when we, just like you said, the opposite of blame is praise. We need to be more praiseworthy.
Yes, and that's true, because, you know, and that's true about other groups are blaming everybody for something, just like they blame the president for things that happen. But this stuff was happening before he even became into office, stuff like that.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, and people just, and then people blame folks sometimes even in the house of God. I'm not coming to church because of, you got to come before yourself. You know, when you stand before God, nobody's going to be there but you and him. So whatever's going on the outside or whoever's doing what they want to do, that's on them. You got to serve God for yourself. You know, and that's, a lot of times that's what happens even in the house of God, that people are blaming for, I don't do this because so-and-so, she wouldn't let me. No, you're not doing it because you don't want to do it. And the Lord wants us to be, we're going to be held accountable anyway before God for whatever action, whatever we say, whatever we do, wherever we go, whatever is done. He see it all. So, you know, you're going to be held accountable for that. So you can't blame nobody but yourself.
That's right. Well, I just wanted to give that comment, and I'll release the phone like Brother Arlington said. I get a lot of calls.
All right. Thank you for calling.
God bless y'all.
All right.
God bless you.
Okay, Sister Octavia, you have an announcement you wanted to bring forward?
Yes, got a quick announcement for tonight. The annual St. Louis Thanksgiving Bash. Which will be hosted by the CBC radio show, the featuring St. Louis's own Jason. This is his first concert since his Stellar-nominated album, Growing Pains. It'll take place tonight. Doors open at 6:30. Concert starts at 7. Artists that will be hitting the stage will be Mike Real, Scooter, C. Micah, Black, and Shanita Jones. So this is an event you don't want to miss. Tickets are $5, and all the proceeds will go to the victims of Hurricane Sandy. A very good cause, and if everybody could come out and support, again, that is tonight at 6:30, and it will be at 3939 Goodfellow Boulevard, New Northside Conference Center, tonight, 6:30.
All right, I'm sure everybody knows where New Northside Conference Center is because they have a lot of events there.
Yeah.
So 3939 Goodfellow. Be there. All right, we're still taking calls at 969-6900, 618-874-5785. And we're talking about why other people blame others for things that happen in their lives. And, you know, just to kind of reiterate on what Hernandez was talking about and how different people blame different groups of people for certain things that happen, you know, a lot of times we get involved with the wrong group of people, and that's how things begin to happen to us, because we get involved with the wrong group of people, and then that brings about things to seem like it's happening in your life because you have decided to get with that group. And when you think about, and one thing I always say, we need to sit down and think about your actions before you do them. A lot of times we do things in a rush. And we always, and this is the world that's in a hurry. You know, it seems like everything is a rush. You know, it's never time. You never take time to do anything and think about your situation. You know, and our young people today, you know, a lot of them are such in a hurry about certain things because a lot of them look at what other people are doing, and then they begin to look at what they're doing. Well, why come I can't do that? And so that's the reason why we need to look and sit down and really figure out. And those fathers and mothers need to, you know, let their kids see that, you know, they need to take the time and think about it. So they won't have in their lives the reason why things didn't happen. And then they begin to blame others about things that happened in their lives. So, you know, our topic again is why other people blame others for things that happened in their lives. Ms. Octavia, you have some more you want to say about that?
Well, yes, I would like to talk about how to take responsibility, stop blaming others, and start living your life. Hernandez came in immediately and apologized for not being here. And actually, that is one of the first steps of taking responsibility for the blame of others. You must apologize when you're wrong, because we're not always right.
Admit
when you've made a mistake.
Yes.
Next time you're tempted to blame someone else, accept responsibility yourself, and then you will experience how much better you will feel. Learn to forgive. Be open to the ideas and opinions of others. Identify the things in your life that you are not happy about and do something to change them. That's the key part. Do something to change them. If you're not happy about something in your life, don't complain about it. Get up and do something about it. Practice saying, I am responsible. Eventually, you will start to believe that you are responsible for things that take place in your life so that you won't blame others. Take smart risks and realize that you are responsible for the outcomes. We are responsible for the outcomes of the things that we do. It's nobody else's fault. Adopt a positive outlook on life. Assume that things will go your way. That's something that I do. I always try to think positive. Even when the most negative thing is happening, I always try to circle back to the positive aspect of the situation. And lastly, recognize and embrace your own shortcomings and ask others for help when you need it. It's okay to ask someone for help in an area that you have a shortcoming in. It's perfectly okay. And I feel that if we do these things collectively, then you will begin to take responsibility for your own actions and stop blaming others.
And that's true. We have a caller on the line. Caller.
Yes. My name's Keith. And I was calling about the blame thing. And I've had a recent situation last year where I was beating myself up, taking the blame for a girlfriend who died right next to me. And, you know, just listening to you all, I had to learn that to forgive myself. I had associates that said I helped contribute to her death probably because I stressed her, because I would let her know that the stealing or the things that was going on in her household with her children were doing. And it's good that we're going over this, but I think we need to start at a young age too if we're going to do this, because I've worked with abused children and for about 8 years now, and we have to start in our household too, and we have to start this at a young age as well.
Yes.
Because they use a lot of blame or a lot of excuses, and it's difficult already in the system when they don't want our children to really, that's where their money is, so they want to keep going. They want to keep the kids down, so they let them believe in this blame thing.
Yes, that's true. And one thing, too, is with those children, is and they begin to blame because they're trying to make them stay in the state of mind that they're in. That's one thing that they do to our children, is to give them that thought, that mindset, that they're unimportant, really, in a sense. But you know, that's one thing, it does need to start early, and they need to realize that they're not blamed for, blamed for the things that happen. That's what happened to abused children. A lot of them had the mindset that the reason why they were abused is because of something that they've done. But, they have to be taught, and they need to learn and be counseled that it's not nothing that you've done. It's just that person that did it to you, they did it because they wanted to. It wasn't nothing that you done. Thanks, caller, for your call, and we're glad
that you
called in.
All right.
But, that's true, so true about our children. We need to start this at an early age, because kids begin to believe that a lot of times, even in the situation where parents are divorced, the kids begin to believe that it's because of them. They think, and we don't want them to feel that blame, because it's not nothing they've done. Something it's just between the mother and the father. Nobody is at blame. It's a situation that has to be worked out. And that was good what the caller came in. Don't beat yourself up because, the stress. Sometimes we stress ourselves out about certain things. We take on other people's stress.
Mm-hmm.
In our lives, and that brings on the heart attacks and the situations and everything. So we can't blame ourselves for things that other people do. They have to take responsibility. Like Octavia's saying, take responsibility for what you do. Take responsibility and think about the things that you do and the problems that you may be causing for somebody else. Become responsible. I would say this. I did this. They didn't do this. I did this to myself. And a lot of times that's what happened. Sometimes when people lose their jobs, they put the blame on somebody else when they knew all the time they was being late. They was not doing their job. Most of the time they was sitting there on the computer and doing stuff that they weren't supposed to be doing. Take responsibility for that yourself. It's nothing that nobody has done to you. You've done it yourself. And, we're so glad to have had this topic. Maybe it'll be continued next week. We want to say that Sean Ward and Hernandez Union and Shamika will be back on next week. They were out vacationing. You hear Hernandez had ate a whole turkey, and that's the reason why he was out ill.
We pray that back.
I mean, he was out, not ill, but he was out because he couldn't make it in. But I hope that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving and that they enjoyed their families. And that was a time to give thanks unto the Lord, because so many people now are without. And they don't have, even when you look at what has happened in the storm, you look at so many of them were not able to even have a decent meal maybe. But, you know, begin to this week, think about what you're blaming people for. And get that out of your spirit and begin to think, submit yourself to the Lord and pray and seek Him so that, you know, you can forgive others for what you're saying that somebody has done to you. We're so glad that Miss Octavia... And I am Janice Ward. We were on here today, and we will see you, or either Sean Ward, A-plus Ward, will see you next week. Yes. We say God bless.
God bless.
Sadly, we have come to the close of Rescued Radio with your host Sean Ward and Hernandez Union. We pray that you have heard something that inspired you to get involved in this mission to save our young people. As parents, relatives, church, and community leaders, we have to surround them with love, understanding, and most importantly, a listening ear to hear their cries. Psalms 34:17 through 18 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit." To all of the young people listening to this broadcast, we care about you, and God has assigned us to you in order to help you. We need to hear from you, so we have made it possible through all of the networks. Send questions or comments via email to rescuedradio@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Rescued Ministry, then link to Rescue Radio. We're also on Twitter at Rescued Radio. You may even send a text and receive text alerts by texting the word RESCUED to the number 313131. Finally, you can reach our ministry line in the traditional manner by calling 314-719-7132. That's 314-719-7132. Don't just sit back and do nothing, but get up and get involved. Become a mentor. Together we can rescue our young people. Thank you to our sponsor, Sanctuary Adult Program, and JC's Home Healthcare, located at 1442 Chambers Road. For more information, visit www.jcservicesonline.com. Tune in next Saturday at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. for this powerful, one-of-a-kind broadcast. Until next time, stay blessed.